from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There, this is a great time of the year, man. Got the ACC kickoff up in Charlotte. Always fun up there. I don't know what it's like. No hangovers for a couple of days here. I can't believe not out drinking and running around with that Orange Bowl committee and all that stuff. So it's been pretty good. Hey, we got a special guest this morning, Rich Clark, College Football Playoff Executive Director. Rich, good morning, and thanks for being with us. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you guys for having me.
Well, listen, we got a lot of questions. First of all, I think most people are excited about going from 4 to 12 teams. I think it's a positive. I feel a lot better about it now that we have the NIL and players are getting paid. How do you feel about the whole situation going 4 to 12?
I think it's going to be amazing. I just started the job about 5-6 weeks ago, and man, I say better lucky than good, because I am coming in at the perfect time, and it's so amazing the access that the 12-team playoff is going to have. We're going to actually determine a champion on the field rather than, you know, by committee. I think it's just full of goodness, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Rich, I got to ask you, because the one complaint we have, we're kind of a combination of ACC and SEC fan base down here with Florida State, Florida, and Miami fans. But I want to ask you, there's a lot of people think SEC's controlling everything. They're going to have a ton. How many teams potentially, I know it's the first year and you've had a chance to kind of look at this, could we be looking at with the SEC as strong as that conference is?
Well, you know, there's a wide opening. Access is there for all conferences. And, you know, depending on how strong a given conference is, that's going to drive how many teams in the commissioners structured it this way on purpose. The only automatic qualifiers are the top five conference champions. So there'll be five conference champions. The top five will come in. The top four of those will get byes. And then the rest, the other seven teams that get in, are all at large. So they could come from any conference. And I think there's a pathway now for schools like, you know, the group of five, for example. One of them is going to be one of those top five champions. So they'll be in. And then there could be more than one of them that's a top five champion. There could be one of them that's in the seven at large. So I think the access is so much better than the 4-team playoff. But, you know, if a conference is strong and if they break out in a year, they could have more.
How much money are we talking about with the contract? How much added money will this bring college football?
Well, there's a good amount of added revenue just from the TV deals. I mean, we have, you know, we've gone from 3 games to 11 games. So that brings some revenue in, and the conference commissioners decide how that revenue is distributed among the conferences and then to the institutions. So, of course, there's going to be some added revenue from the media opportunities there, from ticket sales. You know, there's just a lot of things that come in from every game, all the added games. 8 additional games brings in a lot of extra revenue that we want to get out to those conferences and to the schools to help our student athletes.
Rich, we're big Orange Bowl fans. They do a lot of great stuff in our community down here, from football fields and all this youth sports stuff down here I'm sure you're aware of. How important is it to take care of some of the original bowl teams to keep them in the rotation and getting some of these big games for the playoffs?
I think it's very important, and the commissioners also recognize that. And You know, the quarterfinals and the semifinals are going to be in, you know, the New Year's Six Bowls. And the Orange Bowl is obviously a key and one of our bowls with such a rich tradition. It's important that we keep our bowls vibrant. You know, they add a lot to college football, but they're also expert at game ops. You know, they put on such a magnificent show, I'll say, that we have to keep them in the mix, and we're proud that they're going to be great partners for us. I do think, though, I'll say this, we got those four on-campus games that are going to happen in the first round. Those are going to be very exciting. It's going to be an opportunity for those campuses to showcase. It'll probably be, for some of them, the most exciting game they ever had on their campus. So it's going to be very good. But then there's a good balance, you know, because then the quarterfinals and the semis go to the bowls. That builds some excitement as well, and it keeps it going right up to that championship game, so which will be in Miami in 2026. So we're really excited about that. In fact, I've already visited Miami to talk to some of our partners there so we can get ready for that game.
How much pushback or discussion was there for college players to be playing, you know, 18, 19, 20-year-olds to be playing as many as 16 games a year?
Yeah, that's something, again, that the commissioners took into account when they were deciding how big, how many games the playoffs should be. Also, the timing. So one of the things that they built in, after the conference championship games and selection weekend, they built in 2 weeks before the playoffs start. And that gives our student athletes a little time to recover, get their legs up under them, heal some injuries they may have had so that they can get the rest they need before they start the playoff. And then, you know, not making the playoff go too far into the year was important as well. So I think they found a good balance as to how big the playoff are and how far it extends the season. But we have to keep the student athletes in mind. This is about them. And if we lose sight of that, then, you know, why are we here? So that's a great question, but it's also an important aspect to the whole playoff that we've established.
Rich, as you know, everybody's talked about the Power Five and the Big Ten and the power of the SEC, and they are strong conferences and have the ACC and the Big 12 there as well. Are you concerned about the people not in the Power Four, Power Five conferences still having a chance at this, or you feel like the group's pretty open-minded for those guys to still have a chance to get one of those 12 spots?
I feel like the selection committee is open-minded. And as I mentioned before, there's a couple paths. We know we're going to have at least one team that's outside of those power conferences. But there's that, you know, the seven at-large teams, that one champion, that gives two pathways really for some of our group of five, as some call it, those teams to get into it. And I do think that the selection committee is very open-minded. I got to sit in on some of the selection committee deliberations last year. Those folks they have a lot of integrity. They have a lot of passion for what they're doing, and they really check their egos at the door. They check their conference at the door. And it's a pretty wide range of folks. We have journalists, we have coaches, we have ADs, and those coaches and ADs don't just come from those big conferences. They come from some of the, you know, some of the other conferences. So I think they have an open mind. I think they come in there knowing that their job is to pick the best teams, regardless of what conference they come from.
Rich, can I put you on the spot just once before
uh-oh.
I let you go? No, it's not an uh-oh, but I said we got a big Florida State fan base down here. They had a very unique situation down to the third quarterback last year, but they went undefeated. They beat everybody they were supposed to, and at the end of the year, a lot of it was defensive-minded, but they found a way to win. What was your thoughts going through that? Because I got to tell you, man, there were a lot of people obviously really upset about that, going, it doesn't matter, we won all our games. What do you say just looking back at that? It was a very unique situation. We haven't gone through anything like that.
Yeah, that was a tough situation. And like I mentioned, I was at the selection committee last year, and I was there for that final meeting. What I'll say is those selection committee members agonized over that decision. And it was a tough one, for sure. And, you know, in the end, I feel like they did with integrity the best that they could, made the best decisions in a very difficult scenario. And what I do say is that that problem is now solved with a 12-team playoff. Yeah. Where you don't run into something like that where, you know, a stumble or something that goes on in the season knocks you out. Now, you know, if we had put the 12-team playoff in a year earlier, we have a whole different scenario for Florida State. You know, so now that is one of the things, and you know, it's interesting that this happened last year because it highlights why we need this playoff, and I think it's going to be amazing for all of us.
Rich, thank you, man. Really appreciate it. I know you're making your rounds.
Absolutely.
and welcome here to South Florida when you come down. Looking forward to getting a chance to meet you. Thank you.
I appreciate it. I appreciate all that your community does for college football. So look forward to seeing you guys when I get there.
All right, you got it. We love our Orange Bowl for sure. Rich Clark, college football playoff executive director.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.